So I want us to take a look at this place over here, okay, in Guangxi, right?
Yeah.
There's a place called the Liulan Reservoir, Six Blue, I guess, reservoir, yeah. Let's take a look. There is this damn wall over here, okay? just this damn wall.
Gotta get it all out. Can we do this place so effing?
This place is so fucking damn.
Come on, we had to get it out of the way.
Yeah, okay.
Giggle's out.
Okay, it's out. Okay, so we got this damn wall over here, right? Yes. Now, you can see that below it, we've got farmland and little villages and so on. In fact, let's take a look at the damn wall. I'll show you what it looks like on a good day.
Sure.
Now, you have some stats about how much it cost to renovate recently.
It's like a brand new renovation. They actually did a full renovation in 2025. So you don't need to pause it. Just play it. And you can just cut me off.
Yeah.
But it basically cost 3.82 billion yuan for the whole area to be renovated.
So yeah, let's look downstream from this. So you see this is all in a basin.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at all of these like population centers here. You've got lots of houses, little villages, yes, farmland, things like that, and within this entire basin, see this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can imagine what's going to happen if that dam bursts.
For sure.
I just wanted to show you the stakes. This entire area is littered with little villages and so on. Mm-hmm. Okay, below this reservoir. So also, yeah, this is people celebrating that it has been renovated. Look, it says the Liulan Reservoir in Nanning, which underwent a renovation costing 380 million yuan. Was fully completed and put into use in June 2025. It boasts absolutely stunning scenery. I don't know about that last sentence.
I mean, that's up to personal interpretation, my friend.
Yeah.
Right? Someone might find that.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Yeah.
It's right? Maybe your goggles.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, let's look at this reservoir now. Take a look. It collapsed. Okay, and this is even after this particular reservoir wall and everything even had another like reinforcement in 2009, was it?
Mm-hmm. It was.
They spent how much?
So they've done this multiple times now, but it started in 2009, and in total it was 3.82 billion, but each one was 382 million yuan. Then another one was 73 million yuan that they put into it.
Yeah.
Then another one was another 614,000 yuan. They kept doing this and it accumulated, right? Yeah. So this should be a damn good dam.
Exactly. Right? So let's take a look. It burst, okay? That damn wall that we showed you.
Burst.
Okay? Now remember, you had all the downstream...
Guys, brace yourself. This is wild.
You can see the water coming in and just bulldozing those little villages and farmland down there. By the way...
It's gone.
No one was warned.
No one.
There was no warning.
We'll get into some dark stuff later.
Mm-hmm. This is that damn wall that you saw earlier.
Yes.
You know?
That's a $3 billion project if I ever saw one. 3 billion yuan.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What the hundreds
well,
of millions
of
dollars.
Also, look at it. It's basically just a mound of dirt. Okay?
It's earth.
Yeah, which we'll cover later. And this is also, unfortunately, a precursor of what's to come. Take a look at this entire village down here just getting wiped out.
This is crazy.
This is the kind of thing that was happening all downstream.
Wait till we tell you the death toll.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Just wait.
Brace yourself.
The official death toll. We'll
I want you to absorb this first. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can have a guess.
Yeah. Imagine no warning. This happened at about 11 a.m. It's raining. Everybody's sitting in their houses playing mahjong or doing their thing.
They're all indoors.
Indoors because it's raining, right? And you have no warning.
Yeah, it burst around 11 a.m., but then, the buildup was overnight.
Yeah.
So nobody knew.
No.
They're sleeping.
So there was a village there, right?
There's not a village now.
Now it's...
What are you talking about? Yeah. There's no village.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets horrific. So here's the thing. When I first came to the USA, I was driving around, you know? Yeah, where we are in our area.
Pause.
I'm not going to. Okay. So I'm driving around, and my radio suddenly makes a like something like that, and it's like severe thunderstorm warning, something like that. And I was like, "What is this archaic sounding crap?" Because it sounds like AM radio from like the 50s or something.
They'll be like in Scranton County. It's like a very robotic voice.
Yes, yeah. And I was like, "What is this?" because I'd never had that kind of early warning system before. But you have it here in the US. They don't have that in China.
We want people to be safe when stuff like this happens.
Yeah. So imagine you have zero warning. Okay. And all of a sudden, this is your little village. And you can see, by the way, that's the second story, the second floor. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is not even at the peak.
No. There's so much nuance to this. We're going to go through here. Okay. But you had people just clinging for life. We've blurred out stuff where you can see people going down the river. They're still alive.
And they could potentially have been rescued. We just wanted to play it safe.
You just never know what their fate was, you know?
Yeah.
But it looks pretty dangerous. Look, there's a lot of footage of dead people too, which we will not show.
It's not even in the show.
No, we don't even have blurred shots of that because, you know, it's not okay. But that also just, when you hear the official death toll, and if you've watched, yeah, exactly.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's like the water Pokemon, right?
That's a water type. You know, water is actually, what is it? Lightning's really effective against water.
Look at that. Isn't it insane?
That's just crazy.
Yeah, look, that's the top of a gas station, by the way.
Yes.
And you know how high those things are.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so without warning, the water goes above, everyone says, and unfortunately, the majority of people that I met in China cannot swim.
Yeah.
And even if you are a good swimmer, if these kind of floods, there's little chance that you
even if
survive.
You know how to swim, you're not swimming in this nest quick.
No,
all right.
Definitely not. I mean, you got some people there just, you know.
They're hoping that it doesn't get to the top.
And they're hoping that their building stands.
When I said a large portion of the province is wiped out, I'm not joking.
Yeah.
This dam was not just one dam. There were multiple dams that failed here.
Yeah.
That was just the big one.
Look at this woman on top of the building. Like, you can see actual entire buildings down there are covered to the roof.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking like 6 meters of water, you know, sometimes
six
higher.
6 meters of water.
Yeah.
Meters.
Yeah, exactly. Like, way over. Now, here's something that happened as well. Some people were live streaming, mm-hmm. and the government...
To warn people.
Government cut it. Okay?
They did this in the Sichuan earthquakes.
Yeah.
2008 when...
They cut off the cell phone towers.
90,000 people
They cut off all the reception.
Yeah, because they didn't want people to tell each other.
And
this
I mean,
is sick. This is a sick country.
Yeah, it's so telling. And in fact, here we've got one. This is a student whose live stream was cut. But here's somebody who was live streaming and we can actually see it end.
Yeah.
Because they're just showing the levels. This was after the main thing. They're like, look how bad this is type thing. Immediately cut off. The platform actually blocked them and banned them. And this is the part that actually makes me angry the most.
This gave me chills.
Okay. Don't hand knife to foreign forces. Okay. These are volunteer preparation group number 2. By the way, volunteer preparation groups are government organized. This is not like volunteer as in like, let's get together to help our neighbors. Mm. This is a government little group. Volunteer preparation group number 2. Verify, please forward. Hello, everyone. If volunteers spot foreign journalists, they must inform the village officials and report it up the chain of command to prevent foreign countries from smearing our country. Okay. Foreign journalists are currently walking from the school beaches towards Shitang. Please alert the public to this and report it to the village committee immediately. Instruct the villagers not to give any interviews. The village that discovers this should immediately report to Propaganda Committee Secretary Xiao, who will then immediately report to the Municipal Party Committee.
This is North Korea.
Yeah.
This is North Korea.
Oh, and I mean, it continues. There's a different group, okay? This is a second group, which is the, I don't know, Hangzhou flood prevention, whatever.
So they actually took pictures of foreign journalists who were there to cover the disaster.
Yes.
And said, rather than actually mobilize people to save lives, make sure these foreign journalists don't take pictures of the flood.
Okay. And this one also says, foreign media reporters have been discovered entering Hangzhou. This is where this thing collapsed, the reservoir collapsed. Please pay attention and immediately report this to the village committee, blah, blah, blah. You get the point. And then they said, are these them? And someone was like, these are those guys, right? So here's the thing. The priority here is to not let people see how bad it is.
Yes.
Especially not the foreign world.
Correct.
Like, do not let foreigners know how bad it is because it'll make our country look bad.
Yes.
In other words, it's incredibly bad.
Yes.
because they have to lie about it. They're going to have to lie about it in their official state media.
Yes.
They cannot allow anyone to see the real truth because they do not have control over foreign journalists.
China's scared of the weather.
Yes.
It doesn't want people to see that its entire country is not prepared for the most minor of disasters.
Yes.
It has huge implications.
Of course. Because there is so much devastation with this flooding. It's incredible. So, you know, if a local reporter, like, look at those people just trying to live stream. Look, hey, look, oh, my house is underwater. They get censored. Okay. If a reporter in China says, wow, there were like a lot of dead bodies here, they will go to jail. They're not allowed to report that.
Yeah.
But if a foreign journalist goes there and they see the devastation and they post it and it ends up in New York Times or it ends up at CNN or BBC or something, they can't censor that.
Nope. I like what this person in the chat said. They said it's like not taking a family member to the hospital because you think it'll make you look bad.
It's exactly that.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Natural disasters happen everywhere and they're terrible. Right?
Yes.
Why not show the world so that people can help at least give you moral support, if not financial aid.
Imagine Hurricane Katrina hits and they block out the news and cell phone signal and don't let anyone talk about it or don't take pictures of it.
And no
hurricane.
Foreign like journalists are allowed into the area.
And they're arrested and deported. And
do you see how they like instruct the villagers not to give interviews?
It's a rat culture.
It's disgusting.
You got to rat everyone out.
Yeah.
That's how the CCP works.
Yeah. So look, here's just some footage of the aftermath. So, I mean, entire villages, as you saw, were completely wiped out, okay?
Yeah.
And there were so many of them down in that basin and farmlands and so on. And look at these solar panels over here, like the solar panel farms.
We'll talk
completely
about that.
Yeah. They
China
got destroyed.
China will put a spin on that somehow. Say the first water panels. Aqua panels.
Aqua panels, yeah. Exactly.
Not going to do you much good in the water, guys.
Huge. Obviously, we're not going to show you, but videos of large amounts of livestock wiped out, pig farms, completely drowned pigs, drowned oxen, drowned everything that you can think of everywhere because they weren't prepared for this.
Correct.
It's insane. So what other statistics do you have for us here?
Yeah, so there's a reason that this is all happening in China. We'll show you some of the other stuff that's been happening, but I want to tell you why, because China's kind of special in this circumstance and it's kind of it's an own goal in a way. Because of the pollution,
yes,
and the unbelievable localized CO2 output of all its factories,
yes,
and it's just unfettered destruction of nature. They've actually changed the surface temperature more than the rest of the globe. So you know, you hear about climate change and global warming. It doesn't matter where you stand on that.
Sure,
China specifically has actually risen by 0.26 degrees Celsius per decade, and that actually has a huge change on the weather.
I guess it makes sense if you like cut down all the trees,
correct,
then there's no shade, so the earth, the temperature of the ground is going to be higher.
You've made a heat sink.
Yeah,
you've made an artificial heat sink.
Right.
And actual meteorologists have been looking at this. They've seen a rising trend in compound extreme events, and that's what we saw this week in China.
Yeah,
it just happened to be a bad cocktail of a bunch of them in a bunch of different places. But what's happened is the higher temperatures actually have made this the soil dry out.
Yeah.
Super, super quick evaporation is happening. Mm-hmm. And the consequence is that the cold and warm air masses collide over the mainland China, right?
Oh, that makes
sense. It's just like a normal weather event. The atmosphere then all of a sudden gets these overwhelming downpours in places that they shouldn't necessarily be.
Yes.
And you know China's just not set up for any sort of drainage.
Yeah.
Their drainage system is archaic. It's
By the
third
way,
world.
Yeah, sorry, don't want to interrupt
no,
you,
go
but
for it.
Take a look. Those are the tops of traffic lights.
That's an image you should keep in mind.
Yeah,
how high this is.
Just everybody knows how high those are.
Mm-hmm.
That's 6 meters.
Yes.
Okay, 6 meters high. And those are the tops of traffic lights here. So you've got to understand that this entire whatever it is swallowed up. Anyway, please continue. So what you were saying is they've got all the CO2, which acts almost like an insulator.
It's like an insulator.
And then
the pollution as well.
Yeah,
it's like
a
blanket. So you're creating like these extreme weather events in this very weird capsule.
Yeah.
And it's happening all more and more because China's, you know, it's industrialized. It's got more and more factory output. They're building more coal plants and things like this, right? So again, you can stand wherever you want on economics versus ecology, but China has created like artificial circumstance for itself to be like the most extreme weather place in the world now.
Yes.
And it's kind of like insulated in its own little area.
Take a look at this university, by the way, where the students were all trapped in their dorms. And that is the second story, okay? That's the balcony that's supposed to be like all the way up there. insane. By the way, if you look closely, you'll actually see some pigs swimming in the river. Look, yep. There's a pig.
Pig Bay.
Yeah, it is. I'll do that later.
I know you don't have to.
There are pigs swimming in the university.
And so what happened was Guangxi is actually the snake farm capital of the world, and they actually make venomous snakes. They eat a ton of snakes in Guangxi. Yes, it's like a huge part of the cuisine.
Medicinal alcohol
and stuff. But these farms got flooded, so there's hundreds, if not thousands, of snakes that are being spotted everywhere.
Yeah.
A lot of them venomous, and people are terrified, but they're also getting free meals because they're like, yo, we eat this all the time. They freaking munch snakes all the
time. They
do. Guangxi cuisine is like snake heavy.
Yeah, it's all about snake eating.
Look at those Nessies.
Crazy. I mean, look, unfortunately, there have been reports of people being bitten and dying. They can't get
They're getting envenomated.
Treatment. Yeah, they can't be treated. There's nowhere to go, and everything's blocked off. This mental guy going down this mountain.
This is the stupidest thing you can do. Why is he going down into the flood?
Yeah, I would stay high ground, right? But this guy looks like he's on one of those magic mountain,
Looks like a freaking log flume. You're going to splash the people on the bridge at the end.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
we're in Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
By the way, this is called severe convective weather.
Okay.
So it's this... That's why you're seeing rare tornado outbreaks and flooding across the country at the exact same time.
It is strange because every year we see these horrific floods in China, every single year, without fail, and sometimes multiple times a year.
It's been really bad this past 2 years.
Yeah, it just keeps getting worse. That's the thing, it gets worse.
Yes.
So there has to be a reason behind it because, you know, you don't historically suddenly just change the weather.
You also have a really, really bad situation that this weather has become, extreme weather events are becoming more and more common, right?
Yeah.
But 70% of Chinese cities are in extreme weather territories. Mm. So they're like, you're in urban areas that are getting destroyed. Yep. It's not just
the
countryside.
There's that reservoir dam that we saw in the beginning. You know, the one that costs how many millions to reinforce. Look at how crap it is. It's got a layer of concrete that looks about an inch thick. And then it's just earth. Look, see there? It's got this tiny, tiny bit of concrete on. It's literally...
You need fire, wind, water, and heart.
Yeah, you
can't
do.
Just have earth.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, honestly, it's just a bunch of dirt. It's like making a sandcastle on the beach and they put
That doesn't make any sense. This was $500 million.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Look at it.
That's $500 million of Baijiu and overseas properties is what that was.
Everybody's lives depended on this pile of dirt.
Yes.
Looks like a kindergarten project, and then someone put like cement powder on top and
needs more
padded it down.
Buildings.
It's insane. So we've actually got a just released drone shot of this where you can see.
This is breaking.
You can you see where it broke in two places like that, just collapse. And it's just some lame dirt with a little thin bit of concrete and some grass on the other side.
Yes.
And, you know, unfortunately, what is it? A good 90% or so of China's dams are that?
Yes, they're called rock earth dams, I believe. They're built into the bedrock. They are very vulnerable if they're poorly
You mean built on top of the
bedrock? On top of, that's what I meant, I'm sorry. Very vulnerable to this kind of stuff if not maintained. Well, even when maintained.
No, they're just, they're lame. You know, they're lame because it's kind of like when you don't have a proper way of doing something, you make a plan, right?
Yes.
So you're like, oh, we need to build a dam. Well, let's just get a bunch of earth and throw it there and put a little screed of concrete on top. Correct. Rather than like building something like the Hoover Dam or the Three Gorges Dam, which is, you know, like gravity concrete.
I'm going to get into that in a second.
Yeah. Here's some of the aftermath, you know, people returning to see the absolute devastation that these floods have caused in the area. And I mean, this water's not gone away, by the way. It's moving downstream.
Yeah.
It's starting to affect places in Guangdong and so on right now.
Where the economy is very important to China.
Absolutely. And, I mean, how long is it going to take to recover from this?
You can't put a date on that.
Yeah. Yeah, by the time they even start to clean up, the next flood will hit and it'll happen all again.
Yes, every year.
Yeah.
But this is particularly devastating.
Yes. Again, China doesn't know how to do drainage. They haven't built drainage into their cities.
No. It's like medieval drainage.
Yeah, it doesn't even exist half the time. It's just they put a grate down and they dig a little hole and it doesn't go anywhere. If you look at Tokyo, for instance, they have those huge underground like and open spaces.
It took them decades to build. China doesn't care. It doesn't care about 1 year from now. It's a knee-jerk, very quick, let's fix it now society.
Yeah, let's quickly build a skyscraper and put some LEDs on it. We don't care if there's drainage down below, right? Yeah, it's horrific. So many people's livelihoods have been affected here.
Before this part wraps up, I do want to throw some facts out here. This is very important. The reason that China's covering this up, and the reason they don't want you to know about this, by the way, they claim 39 people died. 39 people died. I ran some numbers using very conservative estimates. It's thousands at the very bare minimum.
Yeah.
Thousands of people died here, and they are claiming final figure 39.
I saw more than 39 people in the footage flood we didn't show, which they're clearly not alive.
It's so offensive and so despicable. And the reason they don't want people to know about it is the Three Gorges Dam. I just want to read this off. If it were to burst, and by the way, it has cracks, right? It has a potential to fail.
Sure.
This is the dam that has slowed the rotation of the earth.
Yes. And it's China messing with the universe.
Yes. It would immediately kill 500,000 people, like immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Displace 400 million people in China. It would displace a third of the entire country. It would destroy the entire country.
Yeah.
Eventually, 100 million people would die.
At minimum.
100 million people in China would die. So a third of the population of the U.S. would die from this dam's collapse, right?
Yeah.
It would tear, the country would cease to exist, right?
I mean, why would you build such a weak point into your country?
It seems like crazy.
It seems like a very bad idea.
Yeah, like,
We got to take a look at some of the response. So, of course, what does China do when there's a big thing like this is they pride themselves on their PLA military response and they're going to go help. But they don't. What they do is they make these campaigns. So they get the soldiers to line up and say, don't worry, we'll stop the flood.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. This is offensive.
It is.
We'll stop the floods with our legs.
Yes. Look at us.
What are you doing?
So people are actually mad that post this because right here you have this bunch of PLA, you know, whatever they are, rescue dudes turning up. But instead of actually helping people, they take photo opportunities. That's what they do.
This is, pause that real quick. That's dystopia. You're standing in flood aftermath and you're pledging your allegiance to the Communist Party.
You know what this looks like? It looks like, you know, like that Iwo Jima and they like put the, look what communism did. We did this. It's like they're celebrating a victory of destruction.
What have you done?
Why do you do that? You don't do this like,
do that in like a nice place, like one that you're proud of. This is the aftermath of destruction caused by that flag.
It's like they're celebrating that. Yeah, this flag. We did this. We are victorious over people here.
Unbelievable.
So bad. It's so bad. You look, they're like, okay, move here, move there. Okay, good. Let's take a picture.
All for the camera.
It's all for the camera. It's all garbage. They didn't warn people. They basically let everyone drown that was going to drown. And then when they're done, then they come in and take the glory.
First, they blocked it all.
Oh, yeah.
And they arrested everyone.
Yeah, they don't. You know when there's something else in China. You are not allowed to do rescue efforts.
No.
Only the military is allowed. So if you and your local villagers decide, okay, we're all going to go out and save people. We're going to get some boats. Look at this dumbass sitting... eating.
There's literally tents where
there's tents right there, but that's so just so they can take photos. Yeah.
Oh, he's so sad.
They love this victim thing, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, like if you were to go out and mount rescues, you would get into trouble.
Yep.
Legally, they would come and arrest you for doing that.
Correct.
Because only the PLA are allowed to do that.
For the camera.
Yeah. Again.
Not to say some of these guys don't want to help, by the way. You know?
Yeah. I want to just point out that their equipment is so high tech that it reminds me of like the response to the 1909 floods or whatever.
It's worse.
It's 1910. You know, what do you got? A shovel and a piece of cardboard? What is up with these guys?
So
China's
stupid.
Living in the future.
Yeah.
So where are the robots or whatever and the big like fancy machinery? Yeah. No, they just have cardboard and shovels. Good job, guys. You know, it's like the Red Cross in 1910. It's dumb.
It's just appalling.
So they love to put out these videos of like, oh,
they're working so hard.
But why are they always eating? I think that's
so important in China.
It seems insulting because everybody's like starving because they can't eat now. They can't drink because everything's being destroyed. Everything's like contaminated. Yeah. But they always show the soldiers eating and oh, it's like, it's so hard. It's so hard that we have to eat. I don't get it. And then they're like, oh, it looks like, you know what the PLA does?
What?
They eat and they sleep. Look, it's always like, oh, we're just taking a nap. I know it's supposed to be like, we're so exhausted from all the hard work, but in actuality.
Again, no, I got to be like super clear though. Like, it's not that people didn't help. The PLA definitely helped, right?
Of course.
But they're only allowed to show certain signs of it.
Yes.
And it's for the camera.
It's sleeping and eating for the most part.
Yes.
And being muddy. But one thing that was interesting is like while they're preparing to like send them off to go help.
Little creepy.
Why are they taking riot shields?
Why do you have shields?
Why do you have riot shields when you're going to go help a bunch of drowning people?
You're going to go fight a flood with a shield? Well, they stood in it.
Yeah.
So they tried to block it with their legs.
Maybe they were to block it with the shield. Okay. Now, weirdly enough, in Xinjiang, all the way in Western China, there were also these devastating flash floods at the same time.
In the desert.
Yeah. Absolutely insane. Yep. I'm surprised they don't just have a bunch of dancing Uyghurs and say everything's okay.
Yeah, like they make them dance. Tell everyone it's fine.
Yes.
They probably did. What are you talking about? Okay. Course they did.
A little more of this whole theater that goes on here. Look, they pretend like, oh, look, we're helping these men and these people out of this. And look, it's like, it's not
it's
even...
It's a camera crew.
It's a camera crew, and it's this deep.
Go ahead and do that again.
Yeah. Get that. Look, everyone's watching this theater. They're like, oh, okay, put that old man back in there and then take him out again, because that wasn't dramatic enough.
This pisses me off.
Of course. Land Wind in the background there.
Yeah. What a name.
Yeah. He's like, there. He's like, okay, taking a photo. Let's do it again.
Okay, do that again with my red camera.
Yep. So make sure everybody looks all like downtrodden.
I like how they're behind the propaganda cameraman, though.
Yes.
Like he's in the shot.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
This is so annoying.
It's infuriating.
39 people died, guys.
39 people died in that massive flooding where nobody had any warning. Everybody was indoors. And by the way, it completely flooded the first story of every building and more.
Yes.
Everyone that's down there playing their games, playing cards, or doing whatever, in the shop, shopkeepers, school children, everything. All like that without warning, and only 39 people died.
Correct.
Absolute nonsense. So, of course, what's going on here? They start to say that all of these videos are AI.
So they're trying to pull all the videos that people are posting about the flood, but there's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and now millions of people talking about this, right? So they're like, okay, this flood is crazy. So they got to do damage control in a different way. So they make bot accounts, and they go on everyone's videos that they haven't been able to remove, and they go and flood the comments and say, oh, don't pay attention to this video, it's AI.
Yeah, just an AI bar. You know, if you look at the comments there, it's basically, this is AI, this is AI, this is AI.
It's another form of censorship in a way. You're trying to control the narrative.
I can tell you one thing, that what we showed you today is not AI. We ran all of the videos through AI detectors.
Correct.
And when you've got multiple videos of the same reservoir collapsing and satellite imagery and everything, you know it's not AI. It's real.
Yep.
But China won't let like foreigners come in there.
We did want, this is interesting. This article is not real.
This
but we made a parody article called China Unveils Groundbreaking Aqua Panels. Green Leader Tech Strikes Again. So you can see these aqua solar panels.
Exactly.
They're still doing their job even when it floods. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it is. This is just us making, you know, taking the piss, because this kind of thing happens far too often where you see China trying to claim some kind of win when there clearly isn't one.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do more of that in the future. Okay, so experts point out that 91.8% of China's dams are earth rock dams, which are the most prone to failure. Among existing reservoirs, 87.1% of the low dams were built before 1979, with nearly half having a dam age exceeding 50 years.
That's scary.
At that time, construction primarily relied on mass movement style indigenous methods, and these dams now all represent safety hazards. From this perspective, the lingering disasters and harms from the Mao Zedong era are far from over.
This is a warning. There's going to be so much worse to happen.
Yeah, well, remember, part of Mao's thing was he got to build dams.
He freaking loved dams.
Yeah,
it was part of his prerogative. The problem is this one had like $500 million US dollars put into it, and it still failed.
Yes.
Right, and that's a modern.
So they obviously realize that, hey, you know, this one is rather strategic. There's a lot of stuff downstream. Let's reinforce it.
Correct.
And it just took one heavy rainfall and it was done for.
Correct.
So most of the dams out there in China are these archaic things, which were, by the way, built very badly in the first place.
Yes.
Because they were built under this whole stupid, like, Mao Zedong era, where it's just like, the people will rise up and build. Go build a dam. And so everyone's like, okay, well, I'm not a structural engineer, but I know how to mound some dirt together.
Correct.
And then they're like, get old Wang out here. He knows how to use a shovel.
Literally.
And then they built these stupid dams everywhere.
Yeah.
And now they're all coming apart. They're
now
bad.
The damsels in distress. You know?
It's a damn problem.
It's a damn problem.
Exactly.
It's a damn shame.
Yep. A lot of damage is going to happen.
Yes. Not everyone was freaking out, though.
No, I mean, this dude's chilled.
This guy chilled. He made his own little wall.
That's kind of cool.
Better hope that
they're making the best out of a situation.
He really
is.
Yeah. He really is. They're all just chilling, hanging out.
Yep.
That has got to be terrifying.
Yeah.
You don't want to touch that water either. That's raw sewage in there.
So we wanted to remind you of the Zhengzhou flood quickly.
Yes.
Because every time a disaster like this happens, the Chinese government downplays it and they get away with it too.
They do. They do.
They say 39 people died. Maybe later they'll slightly add more because
what,
it's
like five.
Whatever. But guess what? A couple months, even a month, a couple weeks from now, everybody in the world will be like, oh, there were some pretty bad floods in China, but only 39 people died. So, you know, whatever.
Because that'll be what's the official data.
Yeah.
And that's what will go into articles, and that's what will go into AI summaries, and that's what will go into
SEO. Yeah, so when you look like, oh, natural disasters, and it'll be like, oh, in America, there was a flood and like 200 people died, but in China, and the whole province was underwater and only 39 people died. That means China's better. Where in fact it's way worse.
Just remember this: in 2021, this tunnel was 4 kilometers long.
4 kilometers. What's that? Two point something miles.
2.5 miles.
Okay.
Okay.
This.
Six and lanes of traffic, by the way.
It's six. Yeah, it's three on each side. By the way, you see the signage at the top, and the signage. This is that same signage.
Yes.
It filled over. Mm-hmm. It completely filled. And how long did it take it to fill?
Minutes. 15 to 30 minutes. 15 to 30 minutes to the ceiling.
Yeah. To the absolute ceiling. 5 minutes to raise all the way up.
The tunnel was gridlock traffic.
Yes, because on one side of the tunnel, there was a toll gate.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped the toll gate. Mm-hmm. So it was backed up both ways.
Yes. So I want to show you this, the pile up, okay?
Yeah.
Just before I tell you the, just because there's probably some new people here that weren't around for this disaster when we covered it.
Yeah.
Because they've successfully buried this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
These are some of the cars.
Yep. This is some of the cars
These are the cars on the outside.
Yep.
Not on the inside of the tunnel, which again was full.
Yes.
On both sides.
Correct.
Here's the line of some of the cars.
This is after they've been dragging them
out. And here's the cars. And this is not all of them.
No,
this is just a drone shot of some of the cars that were pulled. So no one survived this.
No.
Obviously, you don't swim out of a tunnel.
If you're in the middle of that tunnel that's 4 kilometers long and it starts to fill up and you decide, okay, I'm going to escape. First of all, you can't drive out. You have to open your door, which is already like up to here with water. Get out and within 5 to 10 minutes, get to the
end. I wrote
a
summary.
Okay. All right.
First, I will tell you. So, by the way, there's anywhere from 1 to 2,000 cars.
One more
that
thing.
Were submerged.
When this happened, we showed a clip of somebody at the entrance of the tunnel running up and knocking on people's windows and saying, "Get out of your car!
Yes.
Get out of your car!" Nobody opened their door.
Nope.
Nobody got out.
Nope.
Even the ones right at the entrance.
Yep.
So everybody in the tunnel was also just thinking they'll be fine.
You ready for this?
Sure.
So 1 to 2,000 cars were submerged.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. China official claim. I can't even read this seriously, but I'm going to.
Okay.
The government claimed that 6 people died in this tunnel.
Mm.
6 human beings died.
6 people died when thousands of cars were submerged and that tunnel flooded to the roof within minutes.
This is what I wrote. To believe that only 6 people died in a fully submerged 4-kilometer underground gridlock tunnel requires assuming that thousands of commuters, including the children and the elderly, all successfully abandoned their cars immediately and ran uphill out of a dark, rapidly flooded 4,000-meter tube simultaneously. This is why local residents labeled this 6 deaths as outright insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they did? They went down to lay flowers at the entrance of the tunnel.
Yeah, well, at the subway station. Because not only those people, but people in the subway also live stream themselves drowning.
Yes.
It was horrific.
6 people.
They said 6 people
died. These are the flowers. Do you know what they did? They blocked the flowers off with barriers so that censored people couldn't see it.
Yeah. So people were putting down memorial flowers. Yes. For
they removed them, too,
yeah, they took them away, and then they actually just put barriers.
And they also harassed people that left them and then posted it.
Yeah. Absolutely outrageous. And this is what you're dealing with. And that's the reason we're bringing this up, is they got away with this.
They
got away with this.
Who's talking about this other than us?
Can you imagine the outrage if it was, if it came to light that thousands of people drowned in that tunnel because China didn't warn people? Again, they didn't warn people, and they caused it by blocking off that stupid toll gate so people couldn't even move. So all these thousands of people, okay, let's say at the very least, let's really go real low and say a couple hundred people died. Of course, it's impossible. Let's say a couple hundred. It's a massive disaster the world around would know about.
Yep.
Okay, if that happened anywhere else in the world, people would talk about it. But China somehow convinced everybody that it's six. And that's why they don't allow foreign journalists in either. It's because the foreign journalists would show the truth.
That's the priority. Okay,
so they said only six people died in that tunnel. That's the official number. So look, years later now, everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah, no, China, they only have a small amount of casualties when there's a big disaster.
That's something you always have to factor in when you look at Chinese statistics.
Yes.
Is that it's always literally government statistics. Mm. And the government statistics downplay it to the magnitude of like 0.01%.
Which is dumb.
Yeah.
It's like that 20,000-pound man tells you, oh, I weighed myself last night, I'm only like 200 pounds. Yeah. And then you're like, no, you're not.
No,
they're
I
like,
can see you're not.
And they're like, no, look, it's 200 pounds, and they'll show you a picture of their scale.
Yeah.
That they just downloaded off the internet.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you got to believe him because that's the official
number. Believe.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to guess this one, Russia or China.
Yeah, so each picture. Now, these are not historical. These are current
like
day.
Right now. Okay. I'm pretty convinced. Pretty convinced about that one.
See, I wouldn't be.
And the clothes hanging on the balcony and stuff. But I mean, I suppose Russia maybe does that too. This is like getting tougher than I thought.
So it went from teacher to big brother to rival. Well, perceived rival, border enemy, and then an awkward neighbor. So
that's the timeline.
What's your favorite foreign food? They're probably going to say borscht.
They walk around with their red scarves and they're supposed to be volunteers for the CCP, and it's really not cool.
The Soviet Union was the same in China. They actually helped really boost the Chinese economy. Mao didn't develop a legal system.
No, why bother when you can just copy?
Exactly. He was a disaster, right? Why do you think it was so poorly implemented?
This is that time they went on a holiday at the seaside.
Ah.
So our seaside holiday.
Oh,
you know.
See, they look like a couple of seamen, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, like, I like how they've got the balls, you know?
And the bird on top of the balls joined in union?
Yes, exactly.
Poetic, isn't
it? Yep.